It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. There is a war being fought, and your computer might be right in the thick of it. Has to do with botnets. We've talked about them before. A botnet is a network of infected computers used to do stuff like send spam or steal money. Owners of computers on a botnet don't even know they're infected. A botnet nicknamed Core Flood was knocked offline recently, and the Department of Justice, or DOJ, took an unprecedented step. Alex Cox is with the security company NetWitness.
They did a typical botnet takedown, and that usually involves taking down the domains that the bots report into, as well as seizing the hardware that actually run the command and control servers. But in this particular case, they're replacing the command and control server with a server of their own, and they're using that server to issue stop commands to all of the bots that are actually infected.
So they're essentially becoming a botnet leader themselves.
That's right, yeah. So they're replacing the command and control mechanism with their own. You know, what that basically allows them to do is to prevent the criminal owners of the botnet from grabbing back onto those orphaned machines so they can regain control. Fairly precedent setting, because there has for a long time been a, you know, kind of a legal barrier as to, okay, I know how maybe to take this botnet out and to actually control the software and maybe even remove it from the infected machines, but because I'm actually making somebody else's machine do something, that's been kind of a legal no-no. So the fact that they've gotten past that legal hurdle and they're able to do that is pretty cool. I mean, it really says a lot for what we might be able to do in the future.
What was the legal argument there? What was the rationale about allowing the government to, you know, basically tap into other people's computers?
Well, I mean, essentially, so you've got software running on maybe not just a consumer's machine, but maybe an infected machine inside a corporate network. Even though you're trying to do something good by removing the malicious software off of that machine, you could unintentionally do something catastrophic to that machine to the point that it stops working. So in this case, they're very specifically sending a single command, not to actually remove the software from the machine, but just to tell it to stop collecting information and stop, you know, doing the malicious stuff. One of the other things that's in the documentation that DOJ released is that people will be notified and they'll have the option to opt out of allowing them to turn the malware off. So, you know, if you were really worried about it and you didn't want the government to help you with this malware problem, they're actually giving people the option to do that.
Read more about the Core Flood shutdown at marketplacetech.org. There's Pac-Man, and then there's the new world'sbiggestpacman.com. Instead of one maze, you get a massive grid of hundreds of mazes to navigate. You can even design your own. Sounds fun until you really stop and consider what's going on. You're Pac-Man. You emerge into consciousness with two missions: eat and run like crazy from murderous ghosts. Sure, sometimes you eat the ghosts too, but they always come back. They always come back. In this new version, World's Biggest Pac-Man, if you escape out the side, you're just taken to a new world where you must again eat and flee from ghosts. No matter where you go, ghosts are always trying to kill you. Granted, that bleak inevitability happens in a lot of old games. The rocket and asteroids will get smashed. The frog and Frogger will be run over. But the scale of World's Biggest Pac-Man somehow makes it more disturbing. You can never get away. All the same, I played and had fun, but that meant shutting out the thoughts of existential dread the game presented. Those thoughts were like ghosts. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.